Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I didn't see it. I heard a few people talking about it. So when, I don't know, Dolph, did you hear this? Maybe you heard it. Somebody else brought it up. I don't know. When Schmooze, who was with Boomer and Geo the other day, right, to help, publicize the book and let everybody know what's going on. I guess after Schmooze shook Boomer's hand, Boomer rinsed his hand off with vodka? Is that actually true?
I wasn't here. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. You were off on Friday. That's right. Wow. I mean, did he do it in front of him? Well, I mean, you don't know, so I guess I'm just asking you. You don't know, but that is insane. A few people said that. They were talking, and I don't think they were kidding. I think that actually happened. All right, let's get back to you, 888-808-1019. Let me get Eric and Clifton on the fan. What's going on there, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, Brent. It's been too long. That's on me. I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to say with regards to you and Sal, certain times you sit at the blackjack table, you don't split up a pair of aces. This is one of those times. I really hope you guys stick together going forward because you guys are definitely like the new version of Bash Brothers. you got a lot of people listening to you, and you guys get me through my day. And always listen to you guys, and we'll always follow you.
Listen, we've definitely felt the love, man. Sincere love. Thank you very much, Eric. What's happening, buddy?
Okay. Well, I know you said we could talk any sport, so I figured let's talk your favorite, soccer. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to give you a heart attack. Okay. I know how much you
hate. I'll walk out of the studio at this point. Hoff can finish the show.
Regarding baseball, regarding the Mets, I love the fact that they're burning it down because it had to happen. The group's not good enough. You've been saying it best all along. You know, people are acting like this is 1987, and we just like watched Hernandez walk out the door. This group hasn't won anything together. And as much as we all love Alonso, I mean, I don't know if the stat was right. I looked it up the other day. He's been hit by 100 pitches since he's been a Met. And if that is right, and you've got these pitchers that are not protecting him, and he's not protecting himself, you said it best. These guys on the Yankees and the Mets in 86, they may not have liked each other, but they would go to war for each other.
Yep.
It's like, you know, when you're a fraternity, you don't got to like the guys, but, hey, man, if another fraternity brother from somebody else comes and hits your guy, that's my guy. You can't do that. I can do that. This group, it wasn't happening. And it goes back, like, they don't have the nuts. It goes back to the World Series when Piazza with the bat.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
If I could ever bet against my team, I mean, one guy looked like he wanted to run and hide in the clubhouse, and Clemens, I thought he was going to go full Hannibal Lecter and bite his face off. Right there, the series was over. One team wanted it, the other one didn't. So, you know, you got that. You know, Lindor, and I agree with you, trade him too because, with the whole Javi Baez thing, like they had to walk him out of the bullpen, like diamond formation, like they're protecting the president. Like, how little are you guys? And to the last caller who was talking about Soto, yeah, maybe he doesn't want to hang out with these guys because he's like, what are you guys celebrating? Like, we haven't won anything. Like, you guys are like a bunch of, like, this isn't winning. This is loser crap. So, build around Soto. And one other thing.
Yep.
I'll leave you with this.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Cohen and Stearns realized something. And Cohen said something to us, and I don't think a lot of people were listening. He said, guys, listen, I'm worth $26.5 billion. Those guys out there out west are worth $750 billion. We can't outspend them. Yeah. It's not going to happen. Like, you've got to do it intelligently through a farm system. You build up your farm. You pay your guys to stay. That's the vision that these guys have. And if Mets fans are tired, and listen, you know, you get emotional with players, and I understand. Look, I don't have kids, and people who have kids, their favorite kids are, guys are going, but this is a necessary, you know, injection of truth serum and an antidote to get us to where we need to be. Sometimes you got to burn the old world down to create a new one that's way better, and that's what I believe is going on. BT, all the best, and I will check in with you before you leave. I know you said you're in on Friday. I'll bother you then.
Yeah, I hope you do, man. Good call. A lot there. Yeah, I'm here today, obviously. Tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm off Thursday, and then I'll do my last full-time show on Friday. And, yeah, I mean, there you go. Eric, I hear you. Like, one thing about Pete, what was that guy's name? Stubby? What was that? What was the Cardinals coach there? Puffy? Sluffy? Whatever the hell his name. But I think it was Stubby. I remember when he got drilled, right? And I'm just going to tell you what I felt that day. Stubby clapped. There you go. Thank you, Hoff. I lost a little respect for Pete that day. I definitely lost respect for the Mets that day because nobody had his back. And you know, you watch the Mets, he gets hit a lot. And the only reason I say I lost respect for Pete that day is because what the quote was something along the lines of, like, if I get mad, I could really hurt somebody. Dude, well, then just go out and do it. I mean, if everybody's taking liberties at your body, you know? I don't know. I mean, I just thought that was weak. Yeah, I know. Pete's the toughest guy in Major League Baseball. He could beat up anybody. Well, you know, I mean, what are you, third-tip black belt, jiu-jitsu superstar? I mean, it's okay to throw a punch when everybody's just coming at you. And I really lost respect that day. I remember that vividly. I think it was a day game, but I remember when he got hit. And even, like, Stubby clapped, like, took him down from behind, like kind of grabbed him and... I don't want to say he just threw him around like a rag doll, but I'm like, yo, there's no way a coach should be. Shouldn't let anybody do that to you. I mean, now, if you don't have the.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus, free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Physical capabilities to get somebody to stop doing that, well, that's one thing. But, you know, when you're a big, burly, big, strong, lumberjack kind of Paul Bunyan type like Pete Alonso is, when people are denting you left and right with 99-mile-per-hour fastballs and your teammates don't have the sack to do anything about it, maybe you should. I just remember I lost a little respect that day for him. Some people might think that that's an odd statement. I don't care. I remember it. Lou and Merrick. What up, Lou?
Hey, Brendan. First, I just want to wish you the best moving forward, and I'm in lockstep with the sentiment shared by the callers earlier.
Thanks, Lou. Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to see if you agree with me on one quick Jet point.
Go ahead.
And you and Joe are the only two hosts that I can ask this question to. But
okay.
Jet ownership surrendered a home field advantage by moving the team off the island and dropping it on I-95 right next to the major airport.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this made it like crazy easy and comfortable for road fans to show up. And the reason why the stadium's half filled with road fans.
That's interesting. I mean, obviously, the turnpikes, accessible, trains, Penn Station, blah. Yeah, I mean, I think that that's part of it. I think the other part is that the Jets just basically suck, and all the fans in the tri-state region who root for, whether it's a Patriots team or a Dolphins team, or I'm thinking of other national Niners or a Raiders team, even though the Raiders stink. You know, the Jets have zero national profile, and they never reward their fans. So, you know, when the Jets are 2-whatever and the Bills come in, or the Steelers opening, you know, week one with their throngs of fans, or the Vikings fans, they're going to take over the house. And that's just the way it is. Would it happen in Shea? Would it happen out east? Probably not as much. But I think it's more to do with the Jets just stink. Because trust me, I had season tickets for a couple of years, and when the Jets were good under Parcells, that didn't happen. It didn't happen. Fair enough,
Lou. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
You got it,
buddy. Yeah, absolutely, man. Good luck with everything.
No, I appreciate it, Lou. I wanted to give you a chance to respond there. Thank you very much. Mark's at Oceanside. What up, Mark?
How are you, BT?
Good, man. What's going on?
Well, first I'd like to say that the past 2 years listening to you and Sal have been a total, total wonderful experience for me in listening to sports. The fan will go dark in my house starting after your show on Friday. And I'm just saddened by the fact that this kind of entertainment is being taken away from me and many other fans.
I appreciate that. We, you know, speaking for Sal with this, we appreciate that. We really have felt the love. We felt in a business where you don't get a chance to really do a couple of the final shows, it just doesn't really happen. So I appreciate management trusting me and us last week and the week before when the story broke when we were on the air. But it's the business, man. It's the business I chose. I'll be fine. I'll be better than fine. So will he. But thank you. And we'll miss the place. There's no doubt about it, Mark. No doubt.
Okay, and we'll miss you.
Thank you.
Okay. As you may remember, I've been bashing Stern.
Yeah. All over him.
Okay. So what I did after this Pete Alonso fiasco is I said, let me back off a little bit and get the emotion out of it and think like a logical, intelligent person. And I did come up with a couple of answers to myself. Number one, the idea of rebooting the Mets, I'm for it. Mm-hmm. However, losing Pete was a huge, huge mistake.
Go ahead.
Why? Run prevention, okay, I'll buy run prevention.
Mm-hmm.
There's a slot that the Mets have ignored for their whole history, which is called DH.
Yeah.
You can't give up a guy who knocks in 125 runs a year and replace them with the players they brought in. We're worse now than ever before in recent history. We're weaker in the bullpen. We're weaker at the plate. And we're stronger defensively at second base. That's the trade-off.
Yep.
So, and the question you and Sal have been posing to the audience is, don't you think Stearns is intelligent? Don't you think he's smart?
I do.
You're asking the wrong question.
Go ahead.
The right question is, not is he smart, BT, but is he competent? He is smart. Dartmouth. I got it. I went to an Ivy League school. So what? It doesn't matter if he's smart. He's got to be competent. And this man has shown over and over and over again that he's not competent to run a New York
franchise. I don't know if that's fair, Mark. A little bit early for that, man.
Here's my proof.
Go ahead.
Frankie Montas.
Well, that Paul was horrible. Blackburn, I mean, that
Griffin
was just
Canning,
that was
Jose Siri, Cedric Mullins.
Yeah, well, hold on. But Mark, hold on. If you're going to rifle through names, I mean, Griffin Canning was off to a really good start. I mean, looked a lot better than he did the previous year. He ruptures Achilles.
Okay. So, okay, call me wrong on that one.
Okay.
How about Frankie Montas? Paul Blackburn.
He's the worst. He's horrible.
What was the reliever's name who came in and had a nine? Helsley.
Minter?
Helsley.
Oh, Helsley in terms of the trade. Yeah, awful.
Cedric Mullins.
Stunk.
Jose Siri.
Mullins looks
AJ
awful.
Winker.
I hear you.
So
well, Winker got
me,
hurt. Hold
show
on,
me
hold
where
on.
You're
but Winker
seeing.
Got. But hold on, Winker got hurt. And Mark, what you doing? And I know I'll talk to you before Friday. Thanks for the call, man. Thank you for the kind words. Love the pushback. Good stuff. You don't like Stearns. I get it. Not competent is, that's heavy to drop at his doorstep at this point. Number one, he's a pretty accomplished granted, most of it was in a different city, but a pretty accomplished young baseball executive. So I don't think that that's fair to say that he lacks competence. Now, you want to say that maybe he's got to kind of augment this style and kind of fit a big market and maybe extend the boundaries of how he attacks an offseason. You know, no longer the old little tiny penny pinching ways of the Brewers. Adjust to the bigger paycheck and the bigger city and the bigger profile. I mean, okay, that's a fair conversation. He's certainly not perfect, but for all those names that you throw at me, you didn't mention Iglesias. You didn't mention Manaea year one. I mean, there's 2 years in the book. One was good. One was not. And this is where we'll get more answers, honestly. Now, the difference here is that there's more emotional stuff at play based on the defection of players that you really valued, which I get. But until there's a pitch thrown and a bad April or an extended malaise to really react to, he's one good season, he's one bad one. That's just the fact of it.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.